Previously on 24.
Vice President Prescott's on the line.
Jim, I have reason to believe the Cypress audio is fabricated.
I thought we analyzed and proved it was real.
CTU Los Angeles is in the process of obtaining intelligence that may show otherwise.
With all due respect,
you authorized this military action.
It's too late for second thoughts.
Come out with your hands on top of your head.
I killed a man!
It was an accident. If you turn yourself in, they'll consider that.
If I see you coming in, I will kill her.
Go, go, go!
I don't think Jack was working alone.
What do you mean?
Maker was keeping an eye on Kate. Michelle distracted him.
Did you help Jack take Kate Warner out of here?
Of course not.
I need you to put a filter on all of Michelle's communications. She'll let me know when Jack tries to contact her.
What's going on?
10 minutes ago, a man called me. Told me he had proof that the evidence that the president was using to base his decisions on was forged. He wouldn't give me any other information unless I brought you to him.
I still got what you need, and I'm not going to give it to you until you give me Kate Warner.
Tell me more about the evidence. How does it prove the Cypress recording was forged?
I have the source recordings.
Yusuf, why did you follow me from CTU?
When you broke out, you isolated yourself. Whatever you're doing, you'll need help.
The following takes place between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m.
They're coming at us from both sides of the alley! The roof! Fire escape!
Sent by my employers. Must have finally figured out they didn't get me the first time around.
How'd they know you were here?
Beat the hell out of me. Jack, you there?
Yusuf, are you okay?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I've managed to get back to the vehicle and rearm.
What's out there?
There's three down that I know of. There's at least three more out there, but I don't have their positions. I'm gonna find a better vantage point.
Okay, good. We're gonna figure out what we're gonna do in here. I'll get back to you. Stand by.
Have them cover us. Let's get to your car. Get the hell out of here.
We don't know how many men are out there. Let me call my person to CTU. She can help us.
Negative. You're not calling anybody. The only way you get the proof Palmer needs is if we do this my way. We go now.
Those men out there trying to kill us. Doesn't that prove something?
Not to the Joint Chiefs of Staff in D.C.
Call Yusuf, let's shape an exit strategy.
Jack.
Yusuf, go ahead.
I'm hearing something. Sounds like another Humvee just arrived.
Son of a bitch, stand by. We're surrounded. We are running out of time. You've got to let me make this call. I've got someone on the inside that can give us infrared satellite. I guarantee you I will not jeopardize your identity.
Offline.
Yes.
Do it.
Dessler.
Michelle, is Jack. Are we secure?
My cell's scrambled, but don't call me on any agency numbers. I'm being monitored.
You were right. Syed Ali's recording was fake. The president's about to invade the Middle East based on falsified evidence.
Do you have proof?
No, not yet, but I can get it. I need your help.
It's gonna be difficult. Tony's been breathing down my neck ever since I helped you get out of here.
You're gonna have to work around it. I need infrared satellite in my position now.
Where are you?
You can get the coordinates off our cell phone connection. Get back to me.
What are you looking for?
We're surrounded. We're in a warehouse. There's three of us inside. I need to know how many men are outside and what their positions are. I got a friendly at the north end of the alley, behind the dumpster.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Michelle. Yusuf?
I'm here.
We're gonna be a few minutes. We're waiting on satellite. I'll get back to you. It's gonna take a while. We should secure our position.
Is Mr. Garcia gonna be all right?
It is. All right. I'm gonna put down that you claim the shooting was an accident.
It was.
Yeah, well, he's still gonna have to explain to the DA what he was doing going into the store with a gun.
It wasn't his.
What's that?
The gun. It was mine.
What are you doing with a gun?
Someone gave it to me earlier tonight. Look, my name's Kim Bauer. This afternoon, I escaped from police custody, and I'm a suspect in a murder.
While most Americans are still asleep and have not yet heard the news about the nuclear detonation in California, many are up and they are starting to react. Reaction is taking many forms, and in some cases, violence is erupting. We're still awaiting a statement from the White House that might shed some light on who is behind the attack in California.
That's enough.
In the meantime, we hope that...
What's the alert status of the National Guard?
They're ready to be deployed in all major metropolitan areas.
What about outside the big cities?
If this thing gets out of control, we may have to get help from the military. Local law enforcement might not be able to do the job.
Call General Bowden. Tell him to put troops on standby.
The Army, we can't do that.
You're worried about posse comitatus.
Exactly. We can't use Army or Air Force on American soil. Only the Navy and Marines.
No, Navy can't help us. And there are not enough Marines on standby. I'll deal with consequences. Call Bowden.
Yes, sir.
What's the status of our bombers?
They are proceeding as scheduled to their targets in the Middle East.
And where are they now? Uh-huh.
They're just south of Greenland.
Right.
They should be entering into Middle Eastern airspace in 4 or 5 hours.
Thank you.
What are you doing on the satellite?
Just checking on something. Prep the files for the next shift.
Yeah, I'm almost done. I'm gonna go see if Tony needs some help. Asked me to keep an eye on Michelle.
Yeah.
She was just accessing a mod set screen at Workstation 3.
Well, that's not unusual. We've been on mod set all night.
Just before that, she received a call that wouldn't lock onto our log.
It was open?
Yeah.
Might have been division.
Might have been.
All right. Find out what she was looking at. Let me know.
Yusuf, what's happening up there?
I think they're repositioning.
We're still waiting on satellite. It's going to be another minute. I'll get back to you.
Let him on board as a passenger unless I was on the plane with him.
I know. Kate. I will not let you get on that plane.
Is there any way I can find out how my boyfriend is doing?
I don't know anything about that. You'll have to wait till we get to the station.
Well, there was also another officer. I think his name was Brown. He was in the accident as well.
Me either. Look, miss, you're under arrest, so take my advice. Don't say anymore.
Doesn't matter anyway.
You can make a phone call when we get to the station.
Who am I going to call? My dad was the one who was flying the plane, the one with the bomb in it. I don't have anyone anymore. She's been collecting data now for almost 10 minutes.
All right, I'll tell you what, pull the coordinates off of what she's looking at. If she's doing it for Jack, that's where we're gonna find him.
I tried that.
Well, what's the problem?
She's covered her tracks. She's pulled over 100 quadrants. I have no idea which one she's really interested in.
I'll tell you what, I'll deal with this, Gary. All right? Thanks.
Infrared map. They're all stationary except for one. Jack, he's roving.
Okay, send it.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Jack,
how much longer do you need to stay anonymous?
I don't know why.
Tony's watching me. Gotta go.
Phone with you to the bathroom? Where's Jack?
I don't know.
Look, Michelle, you know we've been monitoring all the communication coming in and out of this building all day. Now, if you're breaking protocol...
I'm not.
All right. Then I'll ask you again. Where's Jack?
I don't know. But you have to call President Palmer. You have to tell him not to act on the recording until Jack finishes the investigation.
So you have talked to Jack.
I didn't say that.
Listen carefully, Michelle. You don't work for Jack. You work for me.
Would you get past your ego for
once? Ego? I got a job to do here. You don't like the way I'm doing it? That's your problem. But if you know anything about Jack Bauer, you better tell me about it right now.
I have no information. I'm not helping Jack.
I hope you're not lying to me.
She counted 9 plus 1 roving. Based on our last exchange of fire, if I was a sniper, I'd cover the building from here.
Yeah, looks right.
We're gonna have to build a corridor.
With Jackson.
This one right here. Go between these two groups, let them fire at each other. Should give us about 10 seconds to get to the car.
With just us firing.
We don't have another way.
Jack, I know how to shoot a gun.
Take this. You stay right behind me. Deuces, this is Jack. You copy?
Yeah.
We're getting ready to make our exit. Let me give you the positions of the shooters.
Go ahead.
We've counted 9 plus 1 roving. I got 2 shooters on the balcony right above me. I got 3 in the building adjacent.
Sir, I just got off with the Secretary of Defense. He wants to know how much longer you plan on giving Jack Bauer to disprove that tape before we fail safety orders.
As far as I'm concerned, Jack Bauer will have up until the time the planes start releasing bombs.
Well, from the Secretary's point of view, that's tying the DOD's hands. He claims that the longer it takes for you to lock down a decision, the less flexibility he has, and he may very well want to launch a pre-strike from one of our...
There will be no pre-strikes on this mission. We're going to utilize every moment we have to be thorough.
He's not going to like that, sir.
That's his problem, Lynn.
I understand.
Sir, it's a situation that requires your immediate attention.
What, Mike?
Civil unrest is starting to tip up and down the East Coast. The area I'm most concerned about is outside of Atlanta.
What's going on there?
Some ad hoc militias have joined forces. They're getting very aggressive in one of the suburbs.
Is this racially motivated?
Absolutely. The demographics of the area are predominantly Middle Eastern.
What do you hope to accomplish here?
Well, we want Washington to know that we consider ourselves in a war situation. We want these people interned. And if they won't do it, we will.
Who do you want interned? I'm told the majority of this neighborhood consists of U.S. citizens.
Naturalized. They weren't born here. I mean, some of them don't even know how to speak English. They memorize the answers to 50 questions, take the test, and then we let them vote.
Sir, how do you respond to the governor's claim that these people have no more to do with the bomb in California than you or I?
If we'd have locked down our borders 20 years ago like we should have, none of this would have happened.
What's eerie about the scene is that even though this crowd has been here for over half an hour, there are only a few police cars on site.
All right.
The officer told me they're having to deal with...
I thought we ordered the National Guard.
Some are on their way, some are dispatched to other flashpoints.
Do you want me to set up a phone call with the FBI and the Army?
And tell them what? They've already received their orders.
The problem is resources. We just don't have enough bodies to cover everything.
Where's the media heading right now?
Well, apparently it's happening all up and down the East Coast, but this city, Marietta, in Atlanta, seems to have the most traction with the press.
All right. This is what we're going to do. We may be short on manpower, but it doesn't have to appear that way. Send all the Eastern Georgia National Guard to Marietta and tell the media that this is where something's going to happen.
What's going to happen, sir?
This is what the people are going to be watching. Let's show them how we're going to respond. I want them to see how we protect our citizens. We will not put up with racism or xenophobia. If this is where it's going to start, this is where it's going to stop.
Down the smoke. We're ready to go.
Copy that. Going on the smoke.
Take the man on the left. I got the ones right above us. You ready?
Smoke's in place. I'll draw fire and go pick up the vehicle.
Thank you.
going. Gotta get you to a hospital.
No.
LAX. Cargo departures. You will not make it. Make it. Stop the bleeding. Take the glove box as a first aid kit. Give me all the gauze pads and wraps. Hold on. Hold on. Put pressure on it now.
It's a surreal scene here in Marietta. It's 4:30 in the morning, and normally people would be at home asleep. Yet today, a showdown is in the making. The riots have escalated all over the city. Fires and looting are reported to be widespread. The National Guard continue to roll in, as do the angry citizens, who are taking out their frustration on this normally peaceful Middle Eastern community.
You got what you asked for, sir. It's on all the major news channels.
Sir, Kent Mansky of the National Guard wants to know what sort of tactical rule set you want to follow.
What are they on now?
Containment only. They're allowing minor misdemeanors to go unchallenged.
It's unacceptable. I want the law enforced. Tell them to start making arrests and taking people in.
Sir, if you declare a curfew, you could start pulling every one of them in before this thing gets out of control.
It's a good idea. Do it. Tell Mansky we're not afraid to have him start taking action.
Yes, sir.
What will help more than anything, sir, is your voice. You need to talk directly to the people.
Yes, I understand.
I know. Tell Jenny I'll be down in a few minutes.
Yeah, this is Novick. Me, Jenny Dodge.
All right, let's get around to
security.
Carrie. Yeah?
LAPD just called. There's automatic weapon fire in Studio City. Police are arriving. They're finding bodies and military spec weapons. Communications got the address. Check it against the coordinates of the images Michelle pulled off the satellite, all right?
Right away.
Is that the location, Michelle? Huh? Is it? The police just got there. They already got four bodies. So let's talk.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. We gotta call him. He may need our help.
Jack made it very clear that the only way to get the proof on this tape is if CTU stays out of it.
We don't even know if he's still alive.
He's on an open channel. You won't be able to trace it, but you can talk to him.
Michelle!
No, Jack, it's Tony.
Tony, trust me, stay out of this.
What's going on, Jack?
Tony, the president asked me to provide him with proof that the Cyprus recording was fake. I'm trying to do that. The man who can provide me with that proof will only deal with me. He will not cooperate if CTU is involved. That's why I had to leave the way I did.
How do we know he's not using you, Jack?
Because 10 commandos just tried to kill him to stop him from making a deal with me.
What's he want?
He wants to disappear.
All right, bring him here, Jack. We'll deal with him here.
Tony, I just told you, he will not cooperate with us under those circumstances.
I understand what you're saying, Jack. But this country's about to go to war over this, all right? This is way too big for one person to handle. Even you.
Keep going straight. Sorry. Can't do it. He's still bleeding bad.
Hey, Bob.
Is this Kim Bauer?
I'll take her.
What about processing?
It's okay. Go fill out the report.
Come with me.
Here.
Have a seat. Looks like you've had quite a day.
Yeah.
You took Megan Matheson from her parents' home.
She was being abused.
Got into a fight with her father. Then you took Megan again, this time from the hospital. Stole Gary Matheson's car and fled the city.
I had to. I knew about the bomb.
Understood. But then you were stopped by CHP officer Raymond Brown, who discovered the dead body of Carla Matheson in the trunk.
I didn't kill anyone.
I know you didn't. We know Gary Matheson killed his wife. We're looking for him now. There was a witness, and we found Gary's prints on the murder weapon.
You did?
Yes. So you're off the hook for everything that happened this morning.
Thank God.
But there's still the matter of you and your boyfriend's attempted escape from custody. Officer Brown was badly injured in the accident. But he's going to make it. And we now know that you were telling him the truth about the bomb.
So I'm free?
You should probably have somebody from CTU call the DA's office on your behalf.
But yes, you'll be free to go.
Yes, I know my father usually does this, but I have clearance. You can check your books. I'll be on it. Can you hold on? Where are you going?
Jakarta. Are you surprised I've given up my destination?
No. Just change it once you're in the air.
Prep a cargo transport to Jakarta, Indonesia, and give us priority clearance so we can leave tonight.
Who else will be flying?
What name should I give them?
Passport in my pocket.
William Patterson.
Stay with me.
He's losing consciousness.
Wallace, we can't take this chance. Tell me where the evidence is, and I give you my word I will get you out of this country. You know what, Jack? You're a real badass back there at the warehouse. Son of a bitch. Oh, no. I'm losing him. Damn it.
What are you doing?
I want to see if there's an urgent care center in the neighborhood. Come on! Four blocks, make a right! Go!
I want IDs on all the bodies and see what traces we can find on the weapons. I know he was CTU, and believe me, we're not going to run away from this. Let's just find out who these people are.
Sending two forensic teams, right?
Yeah.
NSA and field unit?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mr. Almeida, Kim Bauer on line 4.
Kim, where are you?
At a sheriff's station in Santa Clarita.
What happened?
Doesn't matter. They're not going to charge me for murder or kidnapping. But, look, I still might need some help.
Sure. What do you need?
Well, they were taking us back to Los Angeles, and my boyfriend and I tried to escape, and we got into a car accident. A police officer was injured.
All right, look, I'll call the DA's office and see what I can do.
Thank you.
Look, Kim, I'm sure you'd rather be talking to your dad about this, but I know they probably told you that he's not available right now.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's in the field.
In the field? You mean he's alive?
Oh, my God, Kim. You still think he died in the plane?
He didn't?
No. George Mason took over. He was able to get out in time.
Oh, my God. When can I talk to him?
Not for a while, Kim.
Come on, get him! See the doctor now!
Sir, you can't do that!
Open the door!
Sir, I will call the police!
Lady, I am the police. Now open the door!
Let him in! Let him in!
Doctor, we need you now!
What the hell?
This man's been shot in the neck. I'm a federal agent. This man has information vital to national security. I need you to stop the bleeding and keep him alive.
This is just a clinic. This man needs a hospital.
We don't have time. You've got to do what you can now. Doctor, please.
All right. Clara, get me suture kits, lidocaine with Epi, and a crash cart. Now!
He's right here. He's got a bullet loss in his back.
Miguel, it's me.
Kim, are you okay?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah? Look, it's so weird, but the police know Gary killed Carla. And we're not going to be charged with anything, except maybe the escape, but I think we're okay there, too.
That's good.
Good? It's great.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm fine.
Are you sure? I mean, you don't sound...
I don't sound what? Excited? Gee, Kim, I'm really sorry.
Miguel, what's wrong? Why are you acting like this?
I should have never let you talk me into doing all that stuff.
Yeah, but it worked out.
For you. I'm the one that's here in the hospital.
You just said you were fine.
I am going to be fine. I'm just going to be fine without you.
What?
I don't want to see you anymore.
Why not?
There's no why not. It just is.
No. Miguel, what is going on? Are you okay? I'm coming to see you right now.
Kim, I said no. It's over.
You mean that?
Yeah. I mean it.
I know the rules. I know that I work for you, and if you fire me, I wouldn't blame you.
This isn't about me firing you, Michelle. This agency is supposed to be supporting the President of the United States and the rest of this country. Now, if I can't account for our agent's actions, then all we've got is chaos.
Jack is in an impossible situation. All I was trying to do was help him get the proof that the Cypress audio is a forgery.
Yeah? Well, where's the proof? We don't have any proof. We don't have Jack. He doesn't want to be found. What do you want from me, Michelle?
I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you've said it. If you don't mind, I got work to do, all right?
Our planes are currently over the Atlantic. The first of them will be reaching their targets in just under 3 hours.
Pilots, communication posture.
Comm is open to them. The planes can be ordered back at any time.
Good.
Sir, I don't know if anyone's told you, but the sooner we can lock this mission down, the more comfortable the Joint Chiefs are going to be with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, my job's not to make the Joint Chiefs comfortable. Thank you. That'll be all.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, there's been a development in Marietta. The National Guard took on a more aggressive posture at our request, but the disturbance got to be more than they could handle.
What happened?
Two people were killed, sir. The National Guard started shooting rubber bullets into the crowd, and there were two fatal hits. One of the victims was a leader of the dissent, and
And
the other was a young boy, sir. He was Middle Eastern, and he was from one of the families that we were trying to protect.
What's going on now?
They've made some arrests, but the crowd is still unruly. Now, we might want to think about taking this step back. Maybe the presence of the National Guard is making matters worse.
If we step back now, those families are left completely unprotected.
Yeah.
Young boy. What was his name? The boy.
I don't know, sir.
The boy had a name. Find out.
Indeed, I will, sir.
It was a tragic accident.
Tell the National Guard to hold their ground. I want that neighborhood protected. I want order restored.
Yes, sir.
There's the bullet. Missed the jugular, but still caused a lot of damage.
What can you do?
I might be able to tie off the bleeders, but you can't get that bullet out unless he goes into surgery.
We don't have time for that.
I gotta tell you, I don't feel comfortable with this. They can shut me down. I'm not authorized to perform procedures like this.
Doctor, I can guarantee you that won't happen. I need you to do this now.
Would you at least tell me what this is all about?
It has to do with the bomb that went off earlier this evening. I'm sorry, I can't tell you more than that.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
Give him some Versed so I can work on it.
No, don't sedate him. I need him to be able to talk. Just numb the area around the wound.
Don't worry, beautiful. I've been worse than this.
Please give him some 4x4s.
I'll get him. He's gonna die.
We better hope he doesn't.
We'll depart at 3:45. That'll be great. Thank you.
Dissecting scissors.
Is he on?
He gave us a departure time for 3:45.
Good.
One tip, please.
He's not going to give you any information until we're off the ground.
I already told you, Kate, I'm not letting you get on that plane.
Wow.
All he wants to do is get out of the country. As soon as we get in the airport, he'll give us the information we need. The rules have changed.
Hold still.
It's done.
It's not done now, sir. Please lie still or I'll have to sedate you.
I said I'm done. Get the hell out of here.
What's the verse says now?
Wait! Jack.
What?
Jack, I'm not gonna make it. I can feel it.
Just tell me where the evidence is now.
It's on the memory chip. Two AI files. Source recordings prove the Cypress audio is a fake.
Where's the memory chip?
Inside
what? Inside where? Come on, Wallace. Inside where? Doctor?
He's in B-5.
I'm away.
Get in
here. They're at her. Bang.
No pulse.
Where's 200 Joseph? Here you go, Doctor.
Charging. One, two, three, clear. still in VFIP. Charging. 1, 2, 3, clear. Still in VFIP. Charging. 1, 2, 3, clear.
He's dead.
What are you doing?